Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would remain standing for the reading of the word. Did I mention that Hunter had a checkered shirt? I meant plaid shirt. The plaid shirt. Amen. That's the coolest looking shirt and pants. Amen. You can tell I'm impressed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When I have a grand boy, well, Jason, Rachel, if you're listening, they're in New York City today, and they leave poor old pastor here all by himself. Praise the Lord. I want to direct your attention to Matthew chapter 14 and verse number 35. It says, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. As many as touched were made perfectly whole. You can be seated. Praise God. Oh, I feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. You see, the story is that he came to a country where Legion was, that had many, many devils. And as he cast them out, and Legion wanted to come with him, and Jesus told him, said, no, you stay here and you begin to minister to all those that are here, because all the people wanted to see Jesus leave the countryside. They wanted him to go back to where, because they were afraid, because all of the pigs that went and drowned themselves into the sea, and to see this man that was so moved of Satan and had so many devils in him that they could not bind him, but they would find him crying, and he would tear off his clothes, and he would scream like a maniac and hide in the caves, and no man, the scripture said, could tame him. And so they were astounded by this, and they demanded and asked, gee, please leave our coast. And Jesus did. But he told Legion, he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to prepare the people, because I'm coming back. And as he began to get around them, and as he began to tell them the great miracle that Jesus did for him, and as he began to show them the power of God, man, look at me, I'm changed, I'm different, look what I was before, you remember what I was before, but now look at me, I am different, I am changed, because Jesus Christ has stepped into my life. Then suddenly we find, as Jesus pushed his disciples to take a boat and they began to go across the Sea of Galilee, and the scripture tells us a storm came up and began to brew, and as it began to blow, and they began to row with all their might, and after all, you know, Jesus had pushed them out and told them, he had forced them to get in the boat and to go across the sea, and they knew something was wrong. They knew that a storm would come up, and they knew that there was something about to happen. But in the middle of the night, as the storm was raging, the scripture says Jesus came walking to them on the sea, and he would have passed them by. But they cried out, thinking it was a spirit, thinking it was a ghost. And then you remember the story that Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me come unto you. And Jesus said, come. And Peter began to walk on the water with him until suddenly he took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. And the story that we understand is you have to have faith in Jesus Christ. You have to believe in Jesus Christ. And in fact, somebody here today, your faith faith has already risen. Somebody here today, you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is going to step into your life in a mighty and a wonderful way this day. So they get across the shore, and shortly thereafter, and suddenly they grab crowds of people come and gather at Jesus' feet. They bring the multitudes of those in the countryside, all those that are afflicted and all those with diseases and all those with problems. They come, and as many as touched Jesus, they were made whole. Those that touched Jesus were made whole. Can you imagine years and years ago, the woman with the issue of blood? Can you imagine what she thought? She never dreamed that she would be such a popular lady. She never dreamed that even this preacher would have preached about her feet multiple times, 15 or more or 20. I don't know how many times I've talked about it, but it's still as powerful as the day that I first said it, because here she was. She was a lady that spent all she had and was nothing better. She had wasted every bit of her money on doctors, and they'd say, well, let's try this, and let's try this. You know, I think if you try this, and finally, they had not helped her one bit, but she was out of money. But she said, if I can make it to Jesus, if I can just get to Jesus, if I can just touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole. If I can just touch Him, if I can just touch Jesus, I'll be made whole. As I look across this congregation today, I see needs here. I see all across this congregation, there are those that you need something from God. There are those that perhaps need a miracle. There are those that need an answer. You've heard this story over and over again. You've heard this type of message over and over again. You've heard the songs before. Everything is a repetition of what you probably heard before. But hear me this day. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He's the same, and He's always looking for ways to show Himself strong to His people. He's looking for somebody that will reach out to Him. He's looking for somebody that will make their way to Him. He's looking for somebody that's not ashamed and not afraid to push a little bit, not ashamed to be embarrassed, not ashamed to make their way to the throne room of the Most High God. You see, we call this the altar area up here. And this is the place that we've dubbed or we've named the altars. Because according to the Word of God, the Word says that I will meet you at the altar. I will meet you just past your sacrifice. Just past the place that you kneel. Just past the place of your offering, of your sacrifice. I will meet you. We need to understand what our sacrifice is, all of us. That's what God expects. Present your bodies a living sacrifice unto the Lord. But understand, here we are in this day. And as we sing the same songs, as some of the same words go forth, there is a power that is loosed in this place. There is a presence of God that is here. As we sing the same songs, perhaps we've sung. Did you sing a new song today? I didn't think so. Just checking. Want to make sure. Same songs. Same word. Same preaching. Same stories. But oh, I felt a rush of God's Spirit as I began to read the Word of God again. Let me read it to you one more time. And it says, and when the men of that place had knowledge of Him, These same ones that had sent him out of the country, first of all, when they had knowledge of him, they sent out all through the country again round about and brought unto him all that were diseased and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made completely whole. You see, Jesus Christ is here today. We have been worshiping him. The presence of the Lord is here and powerful. But these altars are a place that we have designated. If you would make it to an altar, that God would meet you there. Sometimes it's difficult to get out from where we are, especially if we've come up time and time again, over and over again, into these altars. Well, Pastor, I've come up there before. I've been up there. Well, what does the Scripture say? The Scripture says over and over and over. The Scripture gives us circumstance and an example of those that kept coming, those that keep looking to Jesus, those that keep coming to Him. And so Jesus Christ is here for you today, for all of those that would touch Him. Shall we stand? If you have a need in this place, if there's something that you need God to do, there's something about this, and Brother Doug pointed it out to us in the staff meeting today, that if you will step out from where you are, somehow faith begins to build. Somehow it's an act of faith to step out from where you are. Now, some of you are blocked in by others, but if you would just step out and make your way to this front, all across this building, everybody in this place, if you would just step out and make your way, God can do a great miracle for you. As many as touched, to them made He perfectly whole. As many as touched. Hallelujah. Is there somebody that's not ashamed to touch Jesus? Is there someone that's not afraid to step out from where you are and allow the presence of God to move upon you and upon your life? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Touching Jesus. To touch Jesus Christ today. Hallelujah. God, you see those that have stepped out, Lord Jesus. Those that have made their way up to this front, Lord God. I pray, O Lord Jesus, let the quickening power of the Spirit of Almighty God move forth in this place right now, Lord God, I pray. In Jesus' name. Could you reach out to someone?